Welcome to the teaching ministries of Pastor Joseph Victor. For more information, visit www.worldliberationministriesli.org.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we know you reign forever. We know you are a wonder. Come and rule and reign in us. When you are present this morning to be blessed by you, Father, release our blessings and come and join us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. For everyone that will be hearing this word this morning, touch them, revive them in the name of Jesus. Rekindle your spirit that is down in them and take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hands together as you take your seat. I see euphoria. It's a day that each and every one of us will remember what the Lord has done. The joy of what he did. And this is the reason we are all here this morning. If we are not living, if we are hospitalized, we will not be here. If we are in the cell, human prison, we will not be here. If we are, another way around, spiritual prison, know what spiritual prison means? Confused in life. Not heading anywhere, not knowing what to do, is a spiritual prison. We will not also be here. They will be dragging us. Come, let's go. Say, no, don't leave me alone. I know what I'm doing. They don't know what they are doing. They are completely confused. And this is the reason we have to give God all the glory, because we are in his presence. Hallelujah. By the special grace of God this morning, I think I have the privilege. Not because I know what to do. It's a privilege. And now the word will be coming at the power of restoration. As the month has been declared, our month of what? Restoration. Now the power of that restoration. Hallelujah. Now if a man is confused in life and accidentally somebody's we turn to the person and say, this is the road, this is the road. And the person become what? Enlightened and come back to God. It's a grace. It's a grace. It's a grace. It's not because the person wanted to lose in transit, but he's lost in transit and somebody revived that person. It's a grace. Hallelujah. It's just like one when one is sinning, continuing sin, and nobody even revive that person. Nobody talk to the person about righteousness. The person will continue to wallow in the realm of loss. Cannot be seen again. Sin brings loss. Lost. And they look for that person, they can't find it. But don't be surprised. The end result will be death. But that is not our portion. Our portion is that Jesus came and died for us. And where we may have missed it before, he returned us back to our original place of destiny. Hallelujah. Now what we say, when something is restored, I believe it will be better than the first stage. When something is lost, that is, if you lost something and you later got it back, how will you feel? You'll be more happier than the first stage. Oh, I lost this thing, but now I've got it back. Thanks be to who? To God. But you may not know the value of it before you lost it. Hallelujah. The beginning stage of your life, you don't know how it started, but you know where you are now. You knew where you made mistake before this stage you are today. And you know how you come out of that your mistake and begin to follow the right path. Praise God. Now, God promised to us is a better way to a better life. That's the promise of God. He promised us a better way to a better life. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what? Give you rest. This is how it comes. Can we look at the book of Luke, chapter number 1? We just start from there this morning because we have a long way to go. Luke chapter number 1 from verse 11. If you have not experienced most of these things you are going to be hearing, you thank God that you have never experienced loss. But when you experience the promise of God, you know you are very fortunate. When God gives you a promise, don't joke with it. It must surely come to pass. Don't use your mouth to abort the promise of God. When God said, are you sure God is saying it? Are you sure? It's a slap to God. Are you sure he will do it? No, just believe it. Keep on going with it. It's not going to come overnight, but it must surely what? Surely come to pass. There's no two ways about it. In verse 11, we talk of the angel that God sent. Hallelujah. After a long time of Zacharias and his wife, nothing seemed to be working. Nothing seemed to happen. Hallelujah. He lost the idea, okay, child is not crying in their home. It's not crying in their home. But a time came with their worries. Zechariah himself was working for God, burning incense in the altar. That we call the altar of God. It's the one we call priest then. He was burning incense and praying. He was just praying all the time. You know what he'll be praying for. You know what he'll be praying for. He's going out, only his wife will say, go come. Yes. Is that what the Bible says? Yes, that is true. He come back with his wife, except the people that works with him in the church. It's not a human being that born those people. Now, he keep on asking God for something. He keep on praying to God. And God knew his heart. That time he was doing the work of God. Like we all are doing the work of God, thinking that God is not aware. God is aware. He knew where we are faulted. He knew where we are getting up. He knew where we fall down flat. And he knows how to raise us up. Don't ever you think that your work with God is in vain. After all, God is not seeing me. He's blessing others. Why my own will be different? Look at the time he blessed Zacharias. What happened? His name was announced. We are reading of Zechariah. We are reading of John. Even till today. Till tomorrow and forever. We are reading of them. But there are some of them, of his mates, of his colleagues, that they never heard of them again. When God pays, he pays better. He gives you the best. Verse 11, according to the scripture. Are we there? Okay. Now, then an angel of the Lord appeared to who? To Zacharias. Appeared to him standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. When Zechariah saw the angel of the Lord, he was troubled. What could this be? And the Bible says here, and fear fell upon him. Think of what this could have been. If he was not righteous, if he was not doing the right thing of God, if he was not in the presence of God, an angel of God appeared to him, what pay would it have been received? Because sometimes he said, let's go to the church. It looked like we are begging people to come and be blessed by God. Not to come and work for God. Nobody works for God. I'm not working for God. I'm only just here so that God will bless me. I don't know why you are here. But I am telling you why I am following him is because he called me. And he never called me in order to punish me. He called me in order to bless me. He's blessing me, blessing my family, blessing anyone that follows suit. Hallelujah. And that is exactly what God can do to each and every one of us. He cannot call you so that you will begin to suffer or he begin to punish you. God can never punish his chosen ones. Verse 13. The Bible says, but the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. Hallelujah. It will bear you a son, and you shall call his name, who? John. It will bear you a son, you shall call his name John. There's no two ways about it. This is the promise that God made and sent his messenger. Remember, in those days, the angel, this one angel may come in disguise, but this one come as a spirit being. Oh, we call them a spirit being. Angel Gabriel, just like, is walking with Zacharias. But God sent him. Hallelujah. Angels are spirit beings who live in God's presence and do his will. Angel Gabriel acted as God's messenger to Zechariah. He was just there because God sent him. In verse 14, look at what happened in verse 14. And you will have joy and gladness. You know, when something good happened, like we talk of euphoria, when something good happened, how do you feel? You'll be excited. Hey, God, I thank you. This is what I've been expecting. I thank God. I never know it's going to come so easily. And people will do what? They say, and people will follow him to rejoice because of what? Because of his birth. For you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. Verse 15, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. Even from his mother's womb. He's been equipped. Who is this John we are talking about? At the time, you know the role of Mr. John. You know when the time comes. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. This appearance was not only in the dream. No, not in the dream. It was not by vision. No. Physically, the angel appeared to Zacharias. He appeared to Zacharias, who was the angel. We have two names, good names in the scripture, Angel Gabriel and Angel Michael. And these two angels are very powerful. They never miss their target. Praise God. They never miss their target, except God has not sent. If God sent them, they can't miss it. I don't know the angel God sent to you, but you have your own angel who is working with you. And the moment you receive that message, run with it. It's very, very important. It's very, very important. That's why many a times what we profess or what we confess is what the angel will take to God. This is what you are saying. I will not make it. I don't think I will live again. I don't think I will recover this sickness. I don't think this poverty will leave me alone. I am poor. Don't ever you confess that. It's negative. And that's not what God wants from us. What he wants from us is to confess positive things, good things. And as we are confessing it, angels, our angel will be carrying and walking with us and going to God. This is what this young lady, young boy, young man want. This is what he's saying. And God said, oh, so he loved me like this. He didn't want my name to be battered. So God would begin to do what? Take them. Begin to approve them for you. Hallelujah. Verse 16. And the Bible says, and he will turn. This man that is coming called John will turn. Remember, he has given name already. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord, their God. He will also go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah. Look at that place. So, to turn the heart of the fathers to the children and disobedient to the wisdom of the just. To make ready a people prepared for who? For the Lord, waiting for the Lord. Amen. You look at John did not just come in order to occupy space. He come on assignment. He come on what? On assignment. Hallelujah. While he was burning incense on the altar and was also praying to God, he said, John will come to prepare the way for Messiah arrival. He just come to prepare the way. He's not the Messiah. He is not the Messiah. He will do, that means, we call it heart transplant. He will do heart transplant. Hallelujah. When he do this heart transplant, he take away this stony heart and exchange them for heart that were soft. That is why he is coming. He want to get people prepared, waiting for the arrival of Jesus. Remember, the role he was playing was a role of Elijah. Not Elijah of the Old Testament. He replaced the role of Elijah of the Old Testament and become Elijah of the New. That was what John came to do. He came in order for us to turn back to God. He never come that we will run away from God. He came to prepare the heart of people. Look at it. Zechariah said to the angel, look at it, verse 17. He will also go before him in the spirit of the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Verse 18. And Zechariah said to the angel, how shall I know this? For I am old and my wife is well advanced in years. How will I know this? Are you sure this will happen? Don't you think that Zechariah wanted to abort what God said? He wanted. But God still have favor for him. God still have mercy for him. That means he obtained mercy and favor in the hand of God. God did not want him to die. God wants him to experience it. If you go further, you see that at the time, the mouth of Zechariah was shut. He cannot speak until the child is born. Praise God. That is to tell you how deep God is. You can't know the mind of God. He did not kill Zechariah, but he wanted that joy to spring up in his house. And in verse 19, the Bible says, and the angel answered and said to him, I am Gabriel, who stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you, and bring you these glad tidings. I am sent. Something that will make you happy. I was sent to do that. Now, while the child was born, he perfected what God sent him to do. Hallelujah. When John was born, what happened? The family was so happy. They were so excited. Oh, this prophecy of God has been completed according to his will. Look at the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 11. Chapter number 11, verse 19. Ezekiel, thank you. Chapter 19. Now, if we want to talk of the restoration, we are talking of how God bring back where we have missed it before. Whatever that will give us joy, God will give it to us. Anything that will make us cry, God will take it away and give us peace all around. Verse 19 of Ezekiel chapter number 11. The Bible said, then I will give them one heart. After what? He will give them one heart. And I will put a new spirit within them and take the stony heart out of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh that they may walk in my statutes and keep my judgment and do them. And they shall be my people and I will be their God. But as for those whose heart follow the desire of their detestable things, and their abominations, I will recompense their deeds on their own head, says the Lord God. The people that follow after their mind and never care about what God is saying. What God said, he will pay them according. See, when you are doing good, you expect good. That's what the Bible is telling me and you here. If we are doing good, expect good. But the moment you are not after good, you're after criticism, doing bad, be ready again that God is going to pay you according to the coins in which you buy your market. That is change you receive back. Hallelujah. That is change you receive back. No longer will God people seek many gods again. No longer will God people seek many gods. You know, we have gods. In this community, we may have up to 20 gods. When we have 20 streets, we have 20 gods. Everybody want to exercise his own power in the street he lives. But that is not the God we are serving. He said, no longer will God people did what? Seek many gods. They will be contented with God. Yes. Who God is will be enough for them. Who God is enough for me, and so will be enough for all of us. We will not be running after any other God. Say, let me tell you, God does not mean that you put a carved wood only, or stone, or shrine, or snake that you are worshiping. Yeah. Your TV may be your God. Oh, I must have to watch this TV today. When other people are saying, no, not that TV. Let us go to church TV. Your work. God, you know, there are so many of us, when we are in need of something, we go extra mile asking God for it. And God will say, I see your heart. You will not serve. He said, no, I will serve you all the days of my heart, of my life. When you do this, this is who I will be. Allow God to do it. Once God give you that thing, bam, like this, that thing, God don't bless me. What am I going to do in the church again? What is in it going to church? Let me follow so that I will not miss what God has given to me. That's a lie. Because a time will come, God will ask you, You were serving and you were in difficulties. I know when to bless you, but you requested for this blessing and I bless you. Now you abandon my work. You will pay a price for it. You will pay. Hallelujah. You will pay for disobeying God's own command, for doing only but your will and not the will of God himself. If you don't know how it works, I will tell you. Hallelujah. If, for example, God gave me an assignment and God blessed me with a car. And the morning I will be worshiping car instead of doing the assignment. And when God said, why are you not doing it? Say, because of the car. Because of the car gave me problem yesterday. So because of it, I want to go and repair it today. Instead of coming to church, you want to go and repair your car? Otio. It's a slap. Don't be surprised, but something might happen. You won't see the car again. You won't see the car again. The car will be there. You will not be able to ride the car. something will happen. Hallelujah. That's why most of the time I talk to people, they don't know why I talk to them. I don't talk to them so that they will serve me. Go to any church you want to go to. Serve God that day of service. Defy any other thing. Worship him. As soon as you are worshiping him, he'll be ready to do what? To announce you. He'll be ready to upgrade you. He'll be ready to, you know, to remove shame from your ways. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. It does not really matter. Even if you look at this verse 21. Verse 21. Hallelujah. Of Ezekiel chapter 11. Now, okay, let me start from verse 19. Where then I will give them one heart and put a new spirit within them and take the stony heart out of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh that they may walk in my statutes and keep my judgment and do them. And they shall be my people and I will be their God. But as for those, this word here in this verse 21, but as for those whose heart follow the desire of their detestable things and their abomination, I will recompense their deeds on their own heads, says the Lord. I will recompense. He pays, though. He paid them. But if you are following God, he will give you a new life. Yes, a new life that you can always walk with him in spirit. Then the Holy Spirit will continue to walk with you. It is God's work. So we must recognize and turn from our own sinful ways. It's God's own work. He called us, and our way must be known to him. Hallelujah. When we do, he will give us new motive, new heart, new guideline, and new purpose. If we follow him, hallelujah. If we follow him, he will give us new motive. He will give us a new guideline. He will also give us a new purpose. Now, if you have new purpose, you will receive your new life in him. If you have a new purpose, if God is talking to you, he will be talking to you with your heart desires. And when your heart desire is not in line with his own will topple your own. You will do his own and leave your own because his own will be the best. His mind, his concern over you will be the best than your own concern of your own personal life. Hallelujah. You remember this, the same Ezekiel, prophet Ezekiel, in the book of the same Ezekiel, chapter 36, or thereabout. Chapter 36, yes. If you look at verse 25 of it, it's very clear. I'm just trying to rush and rush and rush. Okay, verse 25. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will turn you back. I will make you to be clean. Now, how can God make you clean when you are not following him? When you are not after him? God cannot make you clean. But the moment you turn to him, he's ready to turn everything good to you and take away all the bad things of life around you. Hallelujah. All the bad things of life that is around you, God will take them away in Jesus' name. In this verse 26, the Bible says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Now, if you look at it, that stony heart, it's not a heart that man's supposed to have, but we have it because of our greediness. Because of our greediness. Our greediness. Make us to be doing evil. Make us not to listen to what God is saying per time. We want to have. But the source, our source, we don't even care to follow the source. Yeah, just like when a tree bring up a seed or a fruit. We harvest it. Is that true? We harvest it, but we don't take care of the tree that brings the fruit for us. And that's what we're doing to God. We don't serve him enough. But when we are in difficulty, you say, God, save me. God, hear me now. God, I'm serving you. And the moment God solved that problem, that's the end. Until you get another problem again. Don't you think God is merciful? He's merciful. He's very merciful. Otherwise, our prayers, sometimes he will not answer us. He will not answer us. Because we are wicked. Praise God. I say, praise God. Look at verse 28. The Bible said, then you shall dwell in the land, and you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will deliver you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the grain and multiply it, and bring no famine upon you. This is what, how far God can do to as many as believes in him, as many as continue to walk in. This is a promise of God to restore us back. A promise of God to restore, but to restore us back, first and foremost, we must return back to him. If we cannot return back to him, how can he restore us back to our original place of destiny? There's a place of your reigning. Don't you think so? There's a place of your reigning. There is a place God has destined you to be part time. As a place. The promise of restoration is not only spiritual, but also physical. Yes. Your restoration is not only, I will restore you in the spirit. No. You will be seeing it with your two naked eyes. God cannot promise to bless you without you seeing the blessing. He never said, I will bless you when you are dead. He said, I will bless you when you are living. It's only the living that praise God. He said, the dead man, the beauty of the dead man can never be seen in the grave. That's what the Bible said. It is you who God promised that will see the blessing. I'll bless you, bless your family, bless your children. You will see it with your two naked eyes. Not until you have gone. Before you go, you will see the blessing. This is the promise God is making. The promise of restoration is not only in the spiritual. It's not only spiritual. It's still in the physical. You will see with your two naked eyes. Praise God. Sometimes you read the book of Psalm 51. Sometimes you read that place and read from verse 7 to 12. But let me skip that. But you read that place by yourself. Exodus. Let's go to Exodus chapter number 3. You see, we're doing it back and forth, so that you will understand this is now in the same Old Testament. Old Testament. The same Old Testament. Verse 19 of Exodus chapter 3. The Bible says, but I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. I am very much sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. Are we there? No, not even by mighty hand. No, not, but even by mighty hand. He will not allow you to go. So I will stretch out my hand and strike the Egypt, and strike Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in its midst. And after that, he will let you go. But still, he will harden his heart. Why? This is to show you that when God is out to lead you, he will help you in every area. When God is ready, enemy might want to strike. But you allow them to strike before they strike. If you focus on God, when the enemy want to strike, God will say, no, you will not invade my son or my daughter's territory. So he's now making a promise. This promise, God will never leave you. He will never abandon you. He will never allow you to suffer any loss. Even in verse 20, the Bible said here, or 21. In verse 20, he said, we stretch out his hand to do signs with the wonders. That he will bring what he said to pass. Even if they don't want to let you go, that they must let you go. Verse 21. And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall be when you go that you shall not go with empty hand. You shall not go with empty hand. There's no how you will go with empty hand when you are serving the living God. And in verse 22, but every woman shall ask of her neighbor, namely of her who dwells near her. Now, the articles, if you look at it, the articles of silver, articles of gold and clothing, that this God wants to bring back. All you have not been able to get while you are leaving their country, while you are leaving Egypt to a promised land, God is saying, you go ask your neighbor. He will enter into them to give you because they will be willing to give you. Initially, they would not have given it to you, but God will enter into them so that they will give you and let you go. Even if you carry them where you go out there, you can sell them and make more. But God is saying, this I will recompense you. I will pay you. Hallelujah. You remember the leader of the Israelites accepted what God said. But the Egyptians said no. They will not allow them to go. They would not have allowed them to go if not because of God. But God entered into them to do what? To restore them back to their original joy. There's joy that they have missed for long. Now they are getting into it, and God is releasing them to go and make waves. Hallelujah. Praise God. I said, praise God. I see, now when leader of Israelites accept God's message, the leader of Egypt will not accept. They will reject it. And God knows what the reaction would be before he remember all their attitude. He remember all their attitude and the articles which no one looks, you know, they didn't borrow it all. The articles.
They are moving forward.
Which they will,
they are moving forward.
Was not borrowed.
They will never go backwards.
Ask me.
Prayer.
Come, give me later, I will pay you back. Or let me use it and later I will
pray
you back. No.
Pray.
Give me, I need it. It's a command. And God did what? Allow the Egyptians to give them the request of the Israelites. And they gave it to them with joy. And with gladness of heart, the Israelites received all those things. I don't know what you have lost in transit before now. I don't know what you have lost that you are asking God to give it back to you. God is ready to visit you. God is ready to put smiles on your face. God is not ready for you to cry. Say, I will not cry. Say, I will not cry. Whatever God has destined me to have, I will have them in the name of Jesus. I know many of us may not understand the power of your prophecy. Now, many of us think that it is only when a prophet, they say it's a prophet. You are also a prophet. Do you know you are a prophet? If you don't know it today, that you are a prophet. Whatever you say with a clean heart, God hears. And God will act on it. God will act on it. He said, if once you speak, I am ready there to confirm your word. And God is ready to confirm your word if only you have accepted him with all your heart. Not one leg in, one leg out. Once one leg in, one leg is out, you are none of it. Satan will not bless you. God will not bless you. You'll be struggling. But once you believe God, leave the rest for him. Only what he wants from you is to act according to his son or his daughter. And you will see God acting as your father, as your creator. Everything you want, God will do what? Will release it unto you. May God bless you all. I say, may God bless you all.
I believe you've been blessed by this ministration. If you want to reach out to us, connect with us, or partner with us, kindly visit www.worldliberationministriesli.org.